Okay, time to talk to Dr. Jeffrey Copen. He's the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. Northwestern, relentless in their pursuit of better health care, sponsor this conversation. Dr. Copen, welcome back. I hope you're doing well.
I am. How are you, John?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I wanted to start with this. May seem like a weird thing to just bring up, but I saw a study that said that cannabis may help people with dementia or with memory skills. Do you know about that, and do you think there's anything to that?
I don't think that cannabis is going to be a treatment for dementia. It might help certain people with dementia with some of the manifestations of dementia. So, for example, there are some people who are demented, have a real problem with anxiety, some other people with sleep, some with some behavioral issues.
Yep.
And there are reports that cannabis can help some of those people.
So it's maybe masking the anxiety or condition. It's not curing it, but again, somebody with dementia, there's frankly, I'm encouraged by this. Let me just say this. This sounds good to me because really, if you've got dementia, you're not going to get any better. But if we can at least dial down the stress that some people who have it have, then I say let's give them some cannabis.
So I think, John, that there are some people it can help. There's also complications with this kind of treatment, just like there is with pretty much any other kind of therapy, medication, treatments that we give. And a good example, people who've been with dementia, who've been treated, who are usually older with cannabis, people can become overly drowsy and people fall as a result. So we've seen that happen as well. And this latest report, the one that you're talking about right now, to their credit, they pointed this out, that there's been a known issue of drowsiness in older folks with dementia and the possibility of falling.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, anything we try in this population can have that double-edged sword. Some part of the sword's really helpful, and the other side, we just have to be very careful about potential side effects.
Well, then take the prescription pad out of my hands, but my dad has early onset, it's actually progressed further than that, dementia, and something that would ease his anxiety because he's aware of how unaware he is now, and it causes him no end of grief. And I think if we could find something to make his life at least easier in this circumstance, that would be better because we can't cure the dementia, you know?
Right. And it's such a problem. And, Jen, as we've been talking about, the problem is only growing. The number of individuals here in the United States, but really around the world, who are developing various kinds of dementia as people are living longer.
Yeah.
It's a huge public health issue, and we don't yet have an effective treatment to help people with dementia. And I can imagine, you know, what it's like for your dad. I've seen this happen to so many people, you know, people who are so functional and so productive and so involved in many, many different things. And then with the dementia, they have to start limiting what they do. And it's a real hardship, obviously.
It's tough for my mom, too. And so you just say, well, maybe this will help. But then, yeah, maybe it would make things worse in some ways. I think Lisa was talking the other day about the relationship between your ability to stand on one foot and your cognitive health or your proclivity for dementia. And so everybody's been standing on one foot around here trying to see how they're doing, as though that if I can figure out how to stand on one foot, maybe I won't get dementia. I don't think it works that way, though, does it?
No. yeah, everyone, please don't start standing on one foot all the time. Talking about having a propensity to fall, John. they could have nothing to do with dementia. But, you know, there are certain maneuvers that individuals who might have early dementia can't do, simple things that they used to be able to do.
Right.
So that's really what we're dealing with here.
So that might at least be a sign that we ought to prepare for maybe more than just my inability to stand, huh?
Yeah, it could be that, yeah, or it could be as simple as it's time to work on balance.
Yeah, well,
you know, and by the way, as all of us age, John, working on balance is so important. It's something we don't think about, because when we're younger, you know, balance is kind of natural. But balance, as we age, starts to deteriorate. And think about the number of older people, and we don't have to be talking about demented folks right now, just older people who fall. It's one of the major issues that we see at the hospital. People break their hips, their wrists, that kind of thing, that kind of morbidity that causes other problems. So people should really think about balance, and you can go online and find great videos with recommended balance exercises to help improve balance. So I really do recommend that to people.
Well, is there a pill or liquid I can drink that will make me more flexible? Like, I'm thinking about all of the tissues that are holding my bones and everything together, and when you bend over, everything feels tight. I'm like, well, that's because of, don't laugh, that's because of age. And so is there something that could make that more pliable? Is there anything about that, Doc?
Yeah, right. They're like some kind of oil lubricant.
That's it. That's it. I want a little WD.
That's what we're looking for.
I need a little D40 or whatever that stuff is. Spray my joints. So you got any?
Right.
And they'll sell me that stuff in the aisle at the Walgreens, doctor. You know, pills or vitamins, supplements. Any suggestions along those lines?
No, stretch. That's what I recommend. Yeah. That's the only thing that really can help. Stretching, being smart about how we do that, staying physically fit, the balance stuff that we talked about, core exercise, that really goes a long way. You know, I think about, Jen, like yourself, friends, your own age, a little bit older, standing up and kind of groaning just as when they stand up, right? You know, that happens naturally as we get older, but we can push off the worst part of that through our physical fitness by doing these kinds of exercises that keeps our body in better shape to do the things we need to do every day.
Any news on the vaccine front now that we're in cold and flu season again? Any suggestions or new developments along those lines, doctor?
Get vaccinated. We're still at very low levels of vaccination in the Chicago area throughout the country, particularly among people who are at the highest risk of something bad happening should they get infected with influenza, with the seasonal flu, or COVID. So I can't recommend enough that if you're at any risk at all above, you know, if you're not that 25-year-old healthy person, you should get this thing. And even if you're 25, it's not a bad idea to go ahead and get it. You know, I'd like to see the vaccination rates improve and increase.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen, the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. By the way, doctor, when I was asking about something that would make my joints more elastic, somebody said turmeric helps stiff joints. What do you think about that, doc?
I think if turmeric helps people stiff joints, good. Use it.
John, they had me balancing on one foot in physical therapy after my knee surgery, and I ended up fracturing my metatarsal in my front foot. John, cannabis has been amazing for pain relief for my osteoarthritic hip, having it replaced December 18th. Cannabis is a pain relief for somebody with arthritis in their hip. That probably doesn't surprise you, right?
Right. And, you know, John, actually, when cannabis was legalized for medical use, that was actually one of the indications, exactly that, pain from degenerative arthritis in a joint. And it works for lots of people.
You think we were really late to the game in legalizing it then for medical reasons?
No, I don't, John, because there's a lot of things happening right now that is not getting enough publicity because cannabis is available legally. It's very potent, what can be bought in cannabis stores. And there's a lot of problems, a lot of health problems. psychological problems that are being caused by cannabis. Mm. So, like I said before, there's pros and there's cons to pretty much anything that we're using to affect our biology as human beings.
More about this another day, but just back to hypertension for a second. That means high blood pressure, right? And it says 4 in 10 of us don't know why we have it. Now, what's your overview of that, doctor?
Well, I think 4 in 10 don't know they even have it,
yeah,
that they have high blood pressure. So I think the lesson here is if you haven't had your blood pressure taken in a long time, please get it taken. There's lots of opportunities, and it doesn't have to be in a doctor's office. You can acquire by a relatively inexpensive, high-quality blood pressure cuff and just have it at home. Take your blood pressure periodically. And it's really important if people have high blood pressure that they see a physician, they see a nurse practitioner to get their blood pressure treated. Because untreated blood pressure is the major cause of stroke and heart attack in the United States.
130 so and 80, need, are those the to, numbers that you shoot
yeah,
for?
Yep, 130 for the systolic, the big number, and 80 for the diastolic, the little number. And there's a lot of people, millions and millions of people walking around whose blood pressure is higher than that.
Yeah, I believe that, especially after the Bears game.
Oh my! What? I'm sure you guys have spent a lot of time talking about this.
No, it hasn't come up. We haven't talked about it at all. All right, Dr. Jeffrey Copeland from Northwestern's Lake Forest Hospital. Let's talk next Tuesday, Doctor.
I look forward to it. Everybody, get your blood pressure checked and get those vaccines, please.